Appreciate y'all allowing me to stand before you again this evening. Tonight's sermon that I've chosen to speak about, the title of the sermon this evening is called Walking. I'm going to start by opening up in Ephesians chapter 4, if you would like to turn with me there. We're going to read Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. While I was putting this sermon together, I was thinking about two paths. There's two paths that's present. One path is lit, and the other is dark, and we must choose a path that we have to walk in this world. The path that is lit is righteousness, and the path that is dark is sin. People always want to take a path that they can clearly see. However, the road most traveled today by individuals is clearly dark, and they're blind. Blindly holding each other's hand along the path, just essentially the blind leading the blind. Tonight we're going to take a look at each path that's placed before us with the rewards and consequences of which path we choose. I'll start off with the path of darkness. Those who walk in this path, they walk as enemies of God. And they walk in sin, number one, our first point, as children of disobedience. Turn with me just a couple chapters over to Ephesians chapter 2 in verse 2. Wherein, in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. We can also see that when we walk this path of darkness, when we walk as enemies of God, we walk in sin as with a carnal mind. Turn with me now to Romans chapter 8. We'll take a look at the passage over there, starting at verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. When we walk in sin in this path of darkness, we also walk as others do, those that are walking this path. Again, turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 4. We're going to take a look at this verse here. 1 Peter chapter 4, starting in verse 3. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, in lusts, in excess of wine, in revelings, and banquetings, and abominable idolatries. Wherein they think it strange that you not run with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. And like we read about when we first opened up, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17 and 18, which we've already read. There's a lot that choose that path of darkness today. But we, all here tonight, we choose what we call the path of light, the path of righteousness. And when we walk that path, we have to walk in love. Turn with me over to 2 John, verse 5, starting. 2 John, verse 5. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto you, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. So we must walk in God's commandments. From the previous verse, in verse 5, we can see the commandment is to love one another. Therefore, we should walk in love. But how do we do that? Let's turn over to Ephesians chapter 5. If any of you all want any of these verses, please feel free to see me after service. I'd be happy to give you any of these as well. But Ephesians chapter 5, we'll start in verse 1, how to walk in love. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Walk in love, as Christ hath loved us, hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and uncleanness and covetousness, let not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be ye not therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So that is a path of light that we can choose to walk in love. Turn with me over to Romans chapter 8. And I want to see a point about being children of light that we saw there at the end of Ephesians. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life is Christ Jesus, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we walk that path of light. We walk a walk of love. We learned how to walk in love. We walk as children of light. But one other point to add to this is that we also walk in the Spirit when we walk that path of light. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, we'll start reading in verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And if we drop down to verse 22, start reading there. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, is peace, is long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Those walking in darkness, and this was something I thought was kind of interesting as I thought about these two paths, but those walking in darkness, when they look at us, they can only see us in the path that we are taking to walk in the light. We can clearly see where we are going. They do not see where they're going. And we must be an example to them. However, we can also see them, and we have to make sure that we don't lose our way either and start walking in darkness as some do. We've discussed the path to walk of sin and righteousness. Which path are you on tonight? The rewards for walking in righteousness, as I mentioned earlier, which can be found in the Scriptures, for those on that path, if you'd like to turn to Revelation chapter 3 with me real quick. Revelation chapter 3, what does it mean to have a reward for walking in righteousness? Revelation chapter 3. We'll start at verse 4. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Turn with me over to Revelation chapter 21. Let's read verses 23 and 24. And the city hath no seed of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor to it. We too shall walk with the Lord. But we're always reminded that there's also one that walks to and fro among the earth as well that can keep us from that. We read about that in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, where it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. We have to be careful that we're not like that. But to conclude for this evening, if you'd like, please turn to Romans chapter 6 with me, as our last passage of the evening. Romans chapter 6, and we'll read verses 16 through 23. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but that you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For ye were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we read that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus our Lord, and that gift is offered to you tonight. If you want to step off the path of darkness and start walking in righteousness, to walk that path, you must hear the word, you must believe it, you must confess that Jesus Christ is Son of God, you must repent of your sins, you must be baptized, and you must also walk in that newness of life. So, as we do that, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.